Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show and podcast on iHeart or RadioMD is where you download these from every week. The latest news of the week. The best guests who teach us how to take control of our bodies. And that's who's our guest today. Coming up in just a few minutes, Dr. James Hamlin. Yes, he's a physician, but he's also a senior editor at Atlantic. He talks about If Our Bodies Could Talk, A Guide to Operating and Maintaining a Human Body, a great, a wonderful, fun book to read. And full of, chock full of really good information written in this compelling style. James Hamlin coming up in a few minutes. But right now, the top news of the week. For women, heavy drinking has been normalized. Why that's dangerous. Melanoma rates double in the United States. Putting sugared soda out of reach. Yeah, we talked about that, and we'll talk about it. How your gut's circadian rhythm can affect your whole body. And a whole bunch of more interesting stories and the best cities for an active lifestyle. What do you think the best city for an active lifestyle is? This is based on sporting goods stores. Orlando, Florida has the most sporting goods stores per 100,000, 85.3. Scottsdale, Arizona has the most public golf courses. Madison, Wisconsin, the most fitness trainers and aerobics instructors. Scottsdale, Arizona, the most fitness centers. They also have the most public golf courses. Madison, Wisconsin, the most playgrounds per 100,000 residents. Those are some of the things that help these cities get in the top. So when you're thinking about where do I want to live, maybe these cities, Madison, Wisconsin, Boise, Idaho, Scottsdale, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, Orlando, Florida, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Irvine, California, and Sacramento should be in your thoughts of where you want to live and where you want to retire to. And as we go on and talk about this, the worst cities, well, two of them are in Texas. 91 and 92 out of the top 100 worst cities, and 99 and 97. So four out of the worst 10 are in Texas, Arlington, Irving, Dallas. Those are really all in the same area. I think they're all in near Dallas, as well as North Las Vegas, Nevada, Laredo, Texas, and Memphis, Tennessee. What makes them worse? Oh, high smoking rates, obesity, that kind of thing. Not having playgrounds, not having fitness trainers, not having places you can work out. So those are some of the things. I'm sorry, I keep hitting the microphone. Sonar, I apologize, and I apologize to you, the listener. Let's go back to talk about, for women, heavy drinking has been normalized. Why that's bad? Well, since the turn of the century, death rates have risen for Caucasian or white women, especially in midlife. And in this series, the Washington Post was examining why this is, and a lot of it is that women's liberation allowed women to start drinking. But instead of stopping at 1.5 to 1 drink a day, which makes them younger, they're now drinking 4 to 6 drinks a day. That's a lot of ads. That's some of the women's liberation. And that alcohol consumption, that binge drinking, is especially harmful for women because they don't have the enzymes in their system that help them metabolize the alcohol and get rid of it. And what we're seeing is things like this, the alcohol marketing targeted to women, such as Diego, the maker of Smirnoff Ice, had an ad called Binge in a Box. If you will, and it featured women who were, drinking much more. Well, that drinking increases your risk of immune dysfunction and is much worse for women than is men, that heavy drinking. So that's one of the bad things. So if you're going to drink, make sure you hold it to 1 to 2 at most drinks a day. That's for both men and women. The ideal for women is 0.5 to 1 a day. That's where you're the youngest, but even at two drinks a day, as long as it's not seven on Saturday to make up for missing one every day, meaning no day without two, no binge drinking, that's the real way you want to drink to get younger, because it decreases aging of your arterial system. It ages your immune system. That's why breast cancer, harvest breast cancer cells, get rid of them, if you've got an immune system that's inhibited by alcohol. So you want to have at most two drinks a day. Melanoma rates, and by the way, if you haven't started drinking already, or they've got a risk of addiction of any kind in your family, please don't drink. It's not a good thing to start. The benefit isn't worth the risk of the addiction. Melanoma rates on the rise in the United States. That's right. Although melanoma isn't just skin and sun exposure, and although we've talked a lot about sun protection and getting that micronized or small particles of zinc oxide, micronized zinc oxide, so it isn't overly oily and it doesn't show up as white gunk, but that's the kind you want to put on every day. It's a physical block, doesn't do any harm to you, and does block the sun. But melanoma has doubled from 2% of the U.S. population to 4%. If that had happened with any other disease, you'd be hearing cries and screams and yells. We know how to protect this one, though. How do you do it? That's right. You protect yourself from this one pretty simply by putting on sunblock. Now, we talked a little bit about the best cities and the worst cities. Let's talk about nine other things that you want to look for on your body this time. A pimple that doesn't go away. What is that? Well, you got to watch out for pimples that don't heal, because those signify a whole bunch of other things, such as immune dysfunction, or even that something's underlying that pimple that's causing it. Recurring scaly patch, that could be actinic keratoses, which are precancerous lesions. A red line on your nail, they reveal a lot about your health, your nails do. And a red line down multiple nails means, although it's usually benign, it can be much more from a standpoint of what's the underlying problem. A change in a freckle or beauty mark, obviously that can reflect melanoma or another skin cancer. Chapped lips, almost a given once the weather turns cold, but also could be signs of precancerous condition. Thinning eyebrows, that can be a sign of a thyroid dysfunction. Thinning and darkening of the skin in creases on your body, that can be a sign of type 2 diabetes. Cold sore, that can be a sign of the herpes simplex virus. In fact, it usually is. And white spots on your nails, another one that we worry about, because in some cases, those white spots are more than just nothing. It could be heart disease or kidney disease or liver disease or protein or vitamin deficiency. So those are the, if you will, nine findings on your skin or body changes that could signify a much bigger problem. We're going to now go to our guest, the wonderful, and I say this because I've gotten to interact with him. He is remarkable in what he teaches and the way he teaches it. Dr. James Hamlin, a physician who turned into senior editor at The Atlantic, If Our Bodies Could Talk, A Guide to Operating and Maintaining the Human Body. This is podcast 823. By the way, coming up on 824, one of my favorite people, because she's a co-author with me on Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. She's going to be with me for two of the podcasts as guests and teach you how to not run out of money as you get older and what are the key steps you should take. But coming up right now in podcast 823, Dr. James Hamlin, If Our Bodies Could Talk, A Guide to Operating and Maintaining Your Body, answering your recurrent questions in a brilliant and fun way. We'll be right back with Dr. Hamlin. We'll be right back.